Greetings in the name of our wonderful Savior and Lord, your speaker, John Horn, now for a brief message from the Word of God, and I'm going to ask you to turn to the Gospel Epistle, namely the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, and we shall read at chapter 5, and it opens up like this: Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, I'm going to notice with you a fourfold description of man. Now, when I say that, we mean what the Scripture, I'm sure, clearly indicates. That is to say, man in a state of nature. That is, man prior to his conversion to God. And it's described in exactly four words, and you would find it in the sixth verse, and also in verse 8 and verse 9, where we have this fourfold description. In verse 6, we are spoken of in this way: For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now, the twofold description there is without strength and ungodly. And if you turn down now to about verse 8, you would read there a third description: God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners. And so we are described in verse 8 as sinners. And then in verse 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Now, in the scriptures we have read, we have already intimated, and as the Word of God clearly states, we get man's fourfold condition before God, namely, without strength, ungodly, sinners, and enemies. And this is true of every son and every daughter of Adam's race. In other words, just as we appear before God as linked up with the first man, Adam. And of course, there could never be any love in our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ or a change of our position until there is the exercise of a personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result of that, we get a new standing altogether, and there is implanted in our hearts, as it says in this very same passage, the love of God, not only filling our hearts, but filling our hearts to overflowing. In fact, you would find that in verse 5, where we read, And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now, what I want to especially notice in this fifth chapter would be some five much mores. Now, I shall point these out to you, and we won't be able to say very much about them today, but we shall likely proceed from time to time as we're permitted to come before you with a little message from the Scriptures. And so we have the five much mores as brought before us, and I shall point them out. The first one you would come across is found in verse 9, where we read, Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And the second much more you will find in verse 10, where we read, For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being now reconciled, we shall be saved by or in his life. And then the third occurrence is found in verse 15, But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And then the fourth occurrence of this word you will find in verse 17, and I shall read it. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, the final mention of that word, much more, is found in verse 20. And this is how it reads, Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, how we rejoice to know and surely to have experienced, some of us, the abounding grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we can say even more than that, the superabounding grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, certainly, when you think of a scripture and a chapter and a portion, such as you have in the 5th chapter of Romans, opening up like it does and ending just exactly like it does, and then with what comes in between, surely we could say we need the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing less could meet the sinner. Nothing less could fit him for the presence of God. Now we hope to say a little more about this in detail in our next broadcast and from time to time as God permits us.